BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
The ancient Hebrew scriptures foretold of the Anointed One, Yeshua HaMashiach. The Messiah Yeshua came to call the people back to the truth of His word and to follow that righteous path. Yeshua then called Jewish men to be His disciples, and after His death and resurrection, those Jewish men told the world about the Jewish Messiah. Now, after 2,000 years, Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation has that same calling of those Jewish men, telling all people, both Jew and Gentile, about the proper ancient path. Teaching the Route 66 King's Highway, from Genesis through to Revelation, and how you need and can get back to the proper roots of the faith and a closer walk with God. Now, let's hear the message.
Okie dokie. So, let me see. Let me see who's online, just in case. Let's check what we try to do today. As Rabbi mentioned before, is to give some value to the names. We already know the meaning of them. We have it here. We've been saying that Hosea, that is the first name that Joshua has before he received the Yod. Okay, right here, that's right here, Yehoshua. His name was Hosea. And then let's just give the value of the name, okay? Not getting deep because there's so many words that has the same value. So this is how Gematria works. It's every letter, and as you heard on the message that, you know, talking about the 22 and the 22 letters of the alphabet. The alphabet is a Hebrew alphabet, and it has 22 letters. Okay. There's more letters. Let's say that we can count probably 27 letters if we add in the Sofiot. It's like the final letters, like the final Nun, like the final Mem, the final Kaf, and the Pei. A couple letters change the sound, like the final Kaf. It doesn't sound like K anymore, but as Chaf. So it has like a different sound. The final P doesn't sound like a P anymore, but as F. So sometimes we call it Fe. Okay? Fe Sophie. But every letter has a numerical value. As Rabbi mentioned, that the Aleph is number one, and it's very interesting that we have the class of Psalms 119, because Ezra, that it was the one who make that psalm, he has it, he put it in that numerical order of it. So 8 verses with Aleph, 8 verses with Beit, 8 verses with Gimel, 8 verses with Dalet, and so on till he gets to Taf. And again, is that the only way to see it is in the Hebrew, because that's when you figured out, oh, 8 verses starting with Aleph, 8 verses starting with Beit, 8 verses with Gimel, 8 verses with Dalet, 8 verses with Hey. Everything kind of weird for us, because when you're reading in English or Spanish, the phrases and the verses, there is not 100% sure that it's going to start with A. You know? It has like a whole meaning, but in the Hebrew it matched. And of course, you can see that it was on purpose. It wasn't like, you know, a lot of people probably got to say, oh, wow, that's a miracle. Well, it is a miracle to match all that kind of. And if we start to think about like, oh, well, how many words can I say with Zion? And how many, you know, so just to start a verse or the whole phrase with it. Imagine if it's hard to do it in English, imagine in Hebrew. So, but of course it was part of the Lord, and also part of a code that Ezra is transmitting. I also see it, the psalm, as a type of, it's like a perfect way to teach the alphabet. So if you're teaching a kid, you have to repeat. How many times you repeat a letter to teach somebody? So the Psalm 119 is also perfect to teach vocabulary to somebody. If it's the case, so like I'm about to read or learn how to read in Hebrew. So let me just, you know, start from there. It's probably nice. Another thing is understanding that. So we have to know the what is the value of each one. So it could be from 1 to 22, and it could be from 1 to 400, like Rabbi explained today. So both ways are valid in the Gematria. But for example, right here, let me try to put it bigger. We have salvation, that is Hosea. And then if you count from the Aleph to the He, you're going to see that the He is the number 5. Let me see if I can get the pencil here. I always get lost by the time that I'm trying to get something in the... Oh, right here, I guess. Let me see. Where am I? I'm trying to find a pencil, Rabbi.
Because
it's too large. But I'm trying to write something down.
Oh, you're trying to.
Let me see. Probably right. Okay, so. Number 5 is the He. Okay. So this is the letter number 5 in the Aleph Tav, okay, in the Aleph Bet. The Vav is the 6. Okay, is the 6th letter. So you can start making math right away. And the Shin, it could be the 21. Let me put the 21 right here. It's a 21 letter, but the numerical value that we always use to this type of math of the names is the 300. So this is the 300 letter, or is the value of 300. Okay. And the Ein is the 70. Okay. So if you make a math, can I put a comma right here? It's not 65, but if you make a math, it's 386, right? 381. So 381. Okay, let's see. Now, what the gematria does is to take this number, and it gotta say there's a lot of words, and using a different letters that it has this numerical value, and it probably has a meaning. There's probably a connection in this thing. So, with 381. So, sometimes there's like amazing things, but also sometimes there's like a lot of scary things. So if I come with 381, I probably gonna impress a lot of people with things that it means that, or I'm probably gonna say, you, no, stop that, because it's not about, sometimes it helps to give a message, but sometimes as well, there's other words that is, it has this the same letters or the same numerical value, and it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't mean that the Lord does not control the whole thing. It means, because the meaning of the name is that what is important. It means salvation. Okay, Hosea means salvation. But the combination of letters as well, or there's other words that probably has the same numerical value, and it means, for example, what? Let's say this means death, for example. You know, people are going to say, oh, but what's going on? So don't get scared with that. Anyways, right here, Yehoshua, that is the next name that we're going to put in Gematria. It has the Yod. What's important with the Yod is that the Yod was taken from the same name of God. So his name was Hosea before, or salvation. I'm talking about Joshua. Okay? But the Lord, when Moses was changing his name, pretty much also changed the whole character of Hosea. You were salvation, but now you're going to be the salvation of who? The salvation of the Most High. So the name of the Most High, Yahweh, the Lord takes one of his letters and introducing at the beginning of the name of Hosea. So now it's not Hosea anymore, but Yehoshua. So the same numerical value of this, we only have to add 10, because the Yod is 10, and it's going to be 391. Now, this, the whole gematria right here. It probably changed right here because I put another Yud, and another Yud extra is a 6 plus on the name. So if I add another 6, so it's have to be 397. Because I'm adding another 10 and another 6 to the gematria. So the math in the gematria is like that. It's adding to the names, the letters, and there's going to be a numerical value. In this case, it's going to be 397. Okay, and we're trying to do it fast because we already have the math of Hosea. But right here is adding 2 yod, 1 yod in the middle of the ayin and the shin, and plus 10 because the yod. Okay. But I'm going to erase all this just to continue. Again, the purpose of this numerical values, sometimes it works for good, sometimes doesn't work for good. So not all the time you're going to have your answer, because sometimes people want to just jump. This is one of the things that is good to know, but Beth Goyim doesn't focus in numerical value as a primary thing, because it's something that, you know, for testimony is good because it helps to, you know, the math is going to help to prove that the scriptures are right to somebody, But because we, you know, we're not walking by sight but by faith, is, you know, if it doesn't work, the numerical value in certain places, we, that doesn't affect us because we believe by faith. But for those that are needed, then there's a way. And then it works as well. Okay. Right here, one of the names that it's using on the Tanakh for Yeshua is exactly that, Yeshua, with a different accent because the hey at the end. And as we can see, salvation, deliverance, most of the Psalms, it was referring salvation. You can see his name, write it down exactly like that. And it's not talking about him specifically, even if he's mentioned him, but he's talking about, because that, as you know, as we know, definition number 3, salvation by God, right? That is exactly what he does with his son. But we understand this as a regular word, that it means deliverance or salvation in a phrase. So it doesn't have to mean his own name as a name, but as a subject, I say it like that. So 10, we have 10. Again, let's put in numbers for those that are taking notes. And we have the 300 of the Shin, right? That is the letter number 21 in the alphabet. We have the number 6. Okay. And then we have the 70 of the Ein. And we have the 6 of the He. Okay, and then if you've made a math already, 392. Okay. So, again, as I mentioned, and then in the codes, because of what we mentioned before, that it's like there's going to be words that is involving this numerical value. The words are going to be also relating. It's like a net. It's like a net. It's like every word, even if it's not good, what it means, the 390, for example. Right here is deliverance or salvation in a phrase. But there's going to be situations where 319, because it's different words that it has the same value. It doesn't mean it have to use the same letter or root word. I'm talking about the numerical value. For example, there's what happened with the Taf? The Taf is going to be 400, for give you an example. And the Tav, because it's 400, of course, it's going to be more than 300 and something. But if we have a name that it has a Nun, an I, and a Pei, and a numerical value is going to be 392, it's going to be related in a certain way. So even if it doesn't mean the same thing, sometimes it's related to a situation or a timing. The numerical value also gave us a clue of events. For example, this is things that people are using also to use the Tanakh to figure it out, even events that are happening now. It's possible. And I'm not going to limitate the Word of God to saying, well, you know, people are going to be not guessing, but how do you say that? Like prophesying, but in the what is a prophesy in a bad way, Rav? It's like a warlord or something, like,
yeah, like witchcraft.
Yeah. So I'm going to be honest. Is possible to take the Tanakh and use it as that way? even if it's the holy book, because it's the it doesn't mean that the Lord allows it. It's possible. It's not his will to be using his word for that particular thing, but it's possible to know the future through it. Of course, if you read the Revelation, the future is already there. Write it down. it's not so bright. The future is not so bright there in Revelation, but at the end it is, right? It's like a happy ending. But what I'm referring is, like, even if you use the word of God to do bad things, like a lot of people does, they're not feeling it as it's bad, but it's like pretty much like witchcraft. It's because they are, even if it's with the word of God, their personal relations with the Lord is far from the light. So let's say like that. The Torah is light. And the Torah is the light. But if you're not living the Torah, if the Torah is not part of your life, you are going to be in the shadow. So even if you're using the word, it doesn't mean that you're living in the light. And then, so that's how it's a way to understand more things like this, because it is possible to use numerical value or numerical things in the codes to find certain things in the scriptures. It's possible, but it all depends how you use it or why you are using it in that particular way. Well, I will bring, or I have to bring, other words with that particular value. That is not exactly Yeshua, but it's like we can connect it and we can see how it works. It's like a big list, you know. What I have to do is, it's probably easier if I make a list of probably good things. And then relate it, and then we see, wow, exactly. Because it's also the verses. For example, in certain verse, we can find Yeshua, as in this example. And then in another chapter or another book, we find a word that is probably talking about deliverance, even if it doesn't mention it. But then that word probably is going to say, if I make the math, is 392. And then it's like, oh, but 392 is also Yeshua. It's also deliverance. So, and right here, he's talking about the battle, but who wins was the people of God. It doesn't say the word Yeshua, but when you make the math or certain words, then the conclusion or the result is the 392. And then you say, oh, 392, it is salvation. It is deliverance. So that's the way, more or less, how to understand the values of the word. So I want to not stop, but to show, for example, the name of the Most High, right? Rabbi was mentioned that the letter Aleph, as what it is, the first letter of the alphabet, was two Yod and a Vav. So I'm going to write it down or make an example right here. If this is a Yod and this is a Vav, for example, and if I make another Yod right here, I know, right? We can see this is an Aleph. Let me do it like just in case on top right here. This is the Aleph. So this Aleph is made by two Yod. The Yod, the little Yod, is 10. And I think I spoke that before. And I know there's a couple of people that are cheating, because Shoshana, probably you're cheating, Shoshana. Don't cheat. And And Jenny's cheating. Yes, Jenny, you're cheating. No, just, so the yod is 10. So 2 yod is 10, because 10 and 10 is 20. And the letter Vav that we mentioned is number 6, like this one right here. So it's 6. You can see that that Aleph, the numerical value is 1 because it's number 1, because it's the first letter, but it's also 26 because the 2 yod, 10 and 10, and the Vav is 6, so it's 26. So I'm going to put it right here, 26. Yeah. Is the Aleph. Aleph is 26. Okay. Aleph is 26, and it's also number 1. It's the first letter. So the name of the Most High is Yod. Hey, right, Yod Hey, Vav, and another Hey, right? If you say right, then we already said that the Yod, like this one right here, the numerical value is 10. Put it right here, plus. Hey, we say is number 5. Is the number 5. So we have it right here, Yod Hey. As Yehoshua, so Yeh. And the number Hey is 5. So we have a 5 right here. The Vav is 6. This Vav right here is 6. Like Yeho is 6. Okay. And Vav right here sounds like as O because it has a point on top for those who already took the class. Okay. So the Vav is 6. And we already say that the He is 5. So we have another 5. Let me put right here the math. So we have 10, 6, and you have another 5. That's equal 26. 5 and 5 is 10, and 6 is 6, so 26. So the name of the Lord, Yod Hey Vav Hey, is 26. And Aleph, because it's Yod and Yod, is 10, plus the Vav is 6, is 26. So everybody in the Shema, when they say the Shema, they say that he's 1. And number 1, that is the Aleph, is also 26. So Aleph is 1, but Aleph divided in the components, Vav and Vav, Yod, Yod plus Vav is 26, and the name is 26 as well. So you see how it works in the, how the Hebrew works in a certain way, so super profound. There's another commentary in a question that why the Lord did not start his Torah with Aleph. You know, and it's like a kind of conversation between, you know, and the jealousy of, you know, why you didn't start, you know, it's like a kind of joke, but, you know, like the Aleph Bet were saying, why you didn't start with me, or the Bet was too too proud to say, oh, the Lord started the His word and the Torah with Beit, not with Aleph. So, but the answer is that the Lord did start something super important with Aleph. And this is when I have to go here to Sepharia. And share with you guys this particular part because it's so good. And I think you're going to agree with me that the Torah is so good. The Lord made His word. Let me try to put it this bigger. Probably works, probably not. Okay. Very good. So the Torah start like this and Bereshit Aleph. It start with a Beit. Okay? It start with a Beit. And you see, and you're probably going to ask, why the Lord did not start his words with the first letter? Okay? Like, for example, in Psalm 119, it starts with Aleph and then continues the whole Aleph Bet, right? But you have to remember that this is Moses. This is, of course, the Lord spoke with Moses everything, and Moses was the scribe. He was... write it down, whatever the word the Lord spoke with him. And as you can find on the website of BGMC TV, you can find that the word Bereshit explaining what it means, and it's super profound what it goes to. This is the way that I can explain the Beit first. Because of the Beit represent the sun, as we mentioned before, the rabbi was mentioned that before, and it also is the wall right here on the right wall, that it doesn't let you pass to this side, but only to the future. So the future is going to the left, if you read from the right to left. So the Beit, it has that wall that doesn't let you pass. Because nobody comes to the Father, nobody comes to the Aleph if it's not through the Son. Okay, so you cannot trespass that wall. If you cannot go to Aleph without the Son, right? But the other thing is that the this is Moses talking to the Lord, talking to Moses, write this down. So Moses is the one telling us, Bereshit bara Elohim, okay? But what happened when the Lord spoke and we listened to His voice? But when the Lord spoke in Mount Sinai, okay? So you can go with me to Shemot 20, okay? And he says, Vayidaber Elohim, et kol hadevarim ha'ele le'mor. It says in the translation right here, Elohim spoke all these words saying. So when the Lord says something himself, this is not Moses saying, like the Lord says, or whatever. This is what the Lord says, and everybody can see his words. Okay, it's interesting that he says everybody saw his words. So that means he was spoken, and probably you can see the figure. Okay? It says, Anochi. So when the Lord spoke by himself, he started with Aleph. Moses started the Torah with Beit, but when the Lord himself speak, he started with the Aleph. Anochi. Everybody, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call. If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.